Blog Talk Radio.
Brilliant Ideas Radio. Yeah. What time is it? It's time for Brilliant Ideas Radio. Brilliant Idea Radio keeps you informed about all the awesome products and people in the food industry. And it's also about having fun with your friends. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. If you would like to join in on the fun, call the studio number at 714-242-5272. Once again, that number is 714-242-5272. You can also follow Brilliant Ideas on Facebook and Twitter. Brilliant Ideas Radio. Food, friends, and much, much more. And now, here's the man with the master plan.
Good morning, everybody out there in Radio Land. This is Brilliant Ideas, and this is the Brilliant Ideas Radio Show. It's Saturday morning here in beautiful downtown Bonzo, California, which is near San Diego. And today we got a great show planned for you, and I think if I did this right this week, if we didn't screw up our deal here, I've got my co-host here with me. Hey, Crispy Dork, you there?
Yes, I am, Brilliant Ideas. How are you doing today, sir?
Hey, we're doing okay. How's everything out there in Florida? Since we are coast to coast now and you're in Florida, how's things out there in Florida today?
Oh, it's a nice day out. The clouds are kind of rolling in. Hope they kind of go away for the day. But it is a cool 69 degrees out. But
doom, boom, boom. Like that 69 degrees. It's actually 35 here this morning, so we're a little chilly. Last night was like a three-dog night, literally. I had coyotes. They were yelping. I had dogs barking. I had wind howling and had bathroom trips all night, and it was just a heck of a night. So tonight it actually feels like tonight because I haven't slept any, but this morning I need a double shot of whiskey in my espressos, I think, to keep me going here.
Sounds like you need your own reality show. I think that would be awesome. Next on American Burger.
Hey, today we got a great show planned, and first thing I need to ask you, Crispy Dork, now, let me ask you, what starts with the letter C?
There's lots of words. There's some good words, there's some bad words. But I would say the most favorite word is probably cookie.
Hey, you did that like we practiced it before. All right, yes, cookies. Yes, today is cookie day, and actually C is for Katarina also. So we've got a special guest this morning from Mumsy's Gourmet Cookies, and actually the name of the company, and make sure I get this right, it's Mumsy's Gourmet Cookies Tea Cakes. And if we did this right, we got Katarina Borg on the line here with us. Katarina, are you there? Good morning.
I am. Good morning.
How are you this morning? How's everything out there?
I'm doing great. It's nice and cool here today. It's not going to be too bad, not too cold, so I can definitely deal with it. Not a problem.
Well, we are actually having a big-time coast-to-coast radio show today. Got you and over there in Maryland. We got Crispy Dork in Florida and me in sunny California. So, hey, we're moving into the big times.
Well, send me some heat, both of you.
Okay, no problem.
Well, I got to ask the first question, Katarina.
Yeah.
How in the heck? Well, first of all, here's my bigger question. What the heck is a tea cake?
What is a tea cake?
Well, I'm going to have to put up with the tag team, I guess, this morning. So, tea cakes, I grew up in Australia, and I was born in Brazil, grew up in Australia. So, an Australian tea cake is just like an American coffee cake. So, very, very simple, very easy, nothing too untoward. Just something delicious, something fun you can have with your coffee or your tea.
So you're an Australian girl. Aha. So.
Well, not really. Actually, I'm a Greek girl who just happened to be born in Brazil and happened to grow up in Australia. We lived in Melbourne, and my family moved to the States, and we've been here ever since. So about 25, 30 years now. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Now, did you have cookie crumbs in your DNA, and that's how you got into the cookie business?
Well, no. I always loved to bake. I was just one of those kids that loved to get into the kitchen. My dad was the cook in the family. Mom really never liked to cook. I mean, she kind of did the basics, but she wasn't one of those that would roll out of bed in the morning and roll into the kitchen and make us cinnamon roll, you know, homemade cinnamon rolls for breakfast, that kind of thing. But Dad was always the cook, and I was always kind of behind him whenever he was in the kitchen, kind of watching over his shoulder, peeking around, seeing what he was up to. And then I just developed a love for the cooking part, and then the baking part just kind of kicked in. I don't know where I got it from, but I just love it.
Now, Christy Gdork, do you do any baking, or are you like the original Pillsbury Doughboy?
No, I'm not, but I do love sweets. I'm more of a griller. I'm not too good at the baking all the awesome goodness.
Well, I've actually you can grill cookies. I actually grill cookies on the grill, and they actually came out. They're kind of burnt on the bottom, but they came out pretty tasty. that smoky chocolate chip is really good.
Well, if I were to ask you both, if I were to ask you what your favorite type of dessert was, and then what your favorite type of cookie was, what would you say?
Would it be
something chocolatey, or would it be something non-chocolatey?
I would say anything covered in chocolate, and I mean anything covered in chocolate is good.
Well, gee, I see where this conversation is going. But anyway, okay, so you said anything covered in chocolate. Okay. Part two?
I would have to say I love pumpkin everything. Pumpkin coffee, pumpkin muffins. I am an avid pumpkin lover. Pumpkin cookies would be super awesome. Maybe pumpkin cookies covered in chocolate.
That's definitely a doable task. But the reason I asked was, I mean, women are so into chocolate. I mean, that's a common knowledge, but actually men love chocolate more, and I really did not discover that until I actually got out into the public and started selling the cookies on our cookie route, which we started back in March, and we started it a couple of days a week, and now we're doing it 5 days a week. And every time I serve a male customer, I would say 9 times out of 10, it's always a chocolate product.
Well, everything we eat is
that just amazed
it's always,
me.
Yeah, it's always fantasy related. So I'm sure.
Well, where does the pumpkin come in? That's what I want to know. Because really,
I'm not even going to ask. He might want to explain that.
I don't
really
know.
Because
there's just something with pumpkin that's just, I don't know. It's good all the year round, I think.
Because you both really hit on the two top sellers. That it's just amazing. And we did not plan this, did we, at all?
No,
we didn't
we
plan
not.
This at all.
No.
And those are my two of my hottest sellers. We, at the beginning of the holidays, we had developed a pumpkin cream cheese swirl cake, which I shared on my blog, goodfoodgourmet.com, and you can go there and actually find the recipe and make it at home. And we started selling it on the cookie route, and I can't even tell you, it's, again, the men that are going for this cake like it's a cake going out of style, but I guess they probably think it is going out of style since pumpkin is a kind of one of those things that's hard to find a little bit after the holidays. If I don't have that item on the truck, I get yelled at. So two of the most popular things, and you guys really, I can't believe that you hit it right on the head.
Well,
so.
That means we're 100% men, I guess.
You're
well, wait a minute.
Right,
I know I am.
I'm a certified Sasquatch. Sasquatches love pumpkin.
Well, I'll take your word for it, Frank. And can okay. and can I tell you, I never get nervous for any kind of interviews. I mean, my whole life I've always been like this. I've done some television work before. I've done some other radio stuff before. I talk to people on a regular basis, but I will say I did get a flutter this morning.
Well, you know, I have that effect, or is it Crispy Dork? Which one of us? Maybe it's both of us.
I just had to admit that to you, so I knew that would make your day.
Well, you didn't save my day. Okay, well, interview over.
Yeah.
I'll call you on a private
next
line.
Big show.
Hey, I do have to ask you. I have to ask you. What the heck? I just was reading online something you posted on Facebook today, and this is kind of funny too. You call it an apple pie egg roll, which actually there's some history behind. Crispy Dork and I, we were actually working on a food product that was rolled up like an egg roll. We would shove things inside, and that's where we got the name Crispy Dork. So I'm assuming an apple pie egg roll is an egg roll shoved with apple pie.
Well, when I was growing up, and I mean, of course, as a young kid, who doesn't love McDonald's? And not something that I want to promote, but they used to make those apple pies with the really crispy crust that they used to deep fry. Now everything's baked.
Right.
They've got the apple pies that are baked in that crust. Well, before they used to have those apple pies that they used to have in those what to me seemed like an egg roll wrapper. And you can't find them anymore. And, of course, every now and then I just get an urge to eat one of those delicious morsels, and I can't find them. So,
well,
you just made
my heart flutter.
Yes.
Frank, now be good. We've got to get through this interview before we get onto the private line. So just set that aside,
Frank,
for a minute.
Get the hose and spray them down.
But anyway, so that's really where I came up with that idea, and it's a really great filling that I developed, and dice it all up, make the filling, let it cool, get some ready-made store-bought wrappers and wrap them up, and it's just an absolutely delicious dessert that you can have any time. You can make them and keep them in the freezer. And I always have people that are popping by to visit, and I've always got to come up with something delicious. Of course, when you're a baker, everybody expects
right.
that, you've always got something on the table ready. And I'm running like a mad woman most of the time, so trying to, always pull a rabbit out of my hat is sometimes a little bit more challenging. But if you've got something in the freezer that you can kind of, throw either into a frying pan or and fry it up or throw it into the oven. I've always got some frozen cookie dough at home that I can, bake up and make a nice coffee, a cup of tea, and have a nice visit. So that's really what I'm trying to impart with the products and the recipes that I share on Good Food Gourmet, is that it doesn't have to be, this mad dash to the finish line, prepare this absolutely gorgeous cake. I mean, I think if you offer something that's homemade and something that comes from your heart, people really appreciate it. So anything that you do that you can do in stages and then just kind of finish up before presentation, you're golden in their eyes.
Well, then you've also got one of my favorites. It sounds like a favorite, Almond Joy Macaroons.
Yes, that's one of our new filled recipes.
Those sound delicious. Like, looking at your website, like, it just makes me hungry. It probably put me into a diabetic coma if I look at it much longer.
Well, we wanted to come up with some more unique types of things, because when you're a company that, of course, there's a zillion cookie companies out there, and everybody pretty much sells the same thing. I mean, how many times can you reincarnate a chocolate chip cookie or a peanut butter cookie? Of course, there's a differentiation between one and the other. Some are more crispy, some are chewy, some are a little bit of both. But if you come up with a product that maybe they can't find anywhere else, they're a little bit more inclined to buy that from you and maybe a few other things. So that's kind of the thinking behind, coming up with more unique things. And so we developed this three different cookies, actually four different cookies that we have that are filled cookies. And one of them is a peanut butter, and it's filled with a chocolate brownie on the inside. Then we've got the double chocolate dimple, which is the double chocolate cookie filled with coconut macaroon. And the third is I'm sorry?
I said, oh my.
I think you just passed out.
it's delicious. And then there is another one that's a peanut butter cookie with fudge on the inside instead of the brownie. If somebody doesn't like brownies, I don't know who wouldn't like brownies, but we do have that as an alternative. And then the fourth one is a coffee cookie filled with fudge on the inside. We always test everything new on the route. It's a really great avenue for us to test new products and get information from customers. And sometimes we have to tweak recipes if they want them gooey, if they want them crispier, if they want something a little bit more flavorful. And then the goal is to put them onto the website and sell them to the masses. So looking forward to it. We're going to be finishing.
I was just reading, you got 45 different types of cookies?
Yeah, we have about 47 right now, different flavors of cookies. Yeah, not all are sold at one time, I think. I mean, my life is pretty insane right now. I think I'd probably be 6 feet under if I sold all of them at the same time. But 12 to 15 flavors, you know, at any time we will have on hand. We've got several different brownies. We've got several different flavors of tea cakes. Plus, I'm in development for a new, like an all-natural cookie that is going to be a cookie that can be used as a meal supplement and also as an in-between snack if you want to try to keep things healthy. It's going to be a fruit-based cookie, so no sugars. Everything's going to be all natural.
Is that orgasmic? I mean, organic?
Well, I hope it's going to be orgasmic. That's definitely my goal. It's going to be a very one of those things that you don't have to sit and worry about. And if you're running between, you know, the million and one tasks that we all have to do in any given day, it's something that you can eat and know that you're getting something that is nutritious and something that you don't have to worry, oh my gosh, this is a 500 calorie cookie, and what am I going to do to work off all those empty calories? You know, this is something that's going to be nutrition-based cookie, and if you need to use it as a meal supplement in between meals or as a meal, you can definitely do that.
Well, I'm sure
so it's something that won't give you the guilty factor, like, oh, my God, I shouldn't have eaten that. You eat this cookie, you're like, man, I feel good about this.
Well,
go about
that,
your
you
day.
Know, the thing is that we get asked so often, do you do cookies with, the sugar substitutes? You know, we want a vegan cookie, or we want you to do a gluten-free cookie. And, you know, when you're focused so much on a particular type of product, and all of our, you know, cookies are, you know, they have sugar and they're all butter-based. None of our cookies have foil in them. We would rather not compromise the quality of the product. We'd rather maybe change something else rather than compromise the quality, maybe change a vendor, try to source the same type of product but maybe, you know, a few cents less. Maybe increase our volume so that we can buy better instead of actually compromising the quality of the product. So we've managed to maintain that over the last 5 years, and through this really, really challenging economy, which started to change on us about 2 years ago, we had to look into doing things a little bit differently. And so being a small company, we can do that, whereas larger companies can't, and they have to look at the bottom line, and many times it's compromising what actually goes into the product. So, but what we decided to do is, instead of focusing more on a vegan cookie or a gluten-free cookie, is let's come out with a cookie that everybody can eat, but something that's more nutritionally acceptable to people, that people would look at it and say, well, gee, this is something that if I don't have time to sit down and eat a meal, I can eat this on the run and
I like that feel good about it.
So that's really kind of
eating cookies for dinner.
Well, you know, you're in the food business. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Our lives are really crazy. And, you know, when you sit down and try to talk to people that are outside of the industry, how nuts our lives can be, especially during, you know, peak seasons.
Right.
Nobody can really understand how crazy it is. I mean, I normally work 12 to 16-hour days, and I find myself working 18 to 20 during our peak times, which, I sometimes marvel that I'm still upright. But, well, you know,
sometimes
so far, so
I
good.
sometimes marvel at that myself.
Yes, I heard your intro. You had a few drinks last night that kind of put a...
Man, last night it was just unbelievably rough last night. I think I slept maybe a half hour, 45 minutes. So if I'm sounding a little fuzzy this morning, that is the problem. But
well, and
anyway,
your comment about the too many trips to the bathroom, that was a little too much information, I think, you know?
Did I say that?
Uh-oh.
I had to get you on that one, Frank. You knew I had.
Yeah. Well, you know, I got to fill air, so sometimes I just fill air with anything that comes out of my mouth. So that's the problem.
I'm gonna let that one go. I won't even go there.
It's the wonderful world of live radio.
Exactly. I've got to mention your website too, and that people can go, and I assume they can purchase your cookies on the web, which is www.mumsysgourmet.com. Is that correct?
Well, that's correct. And I definitely appreciate the mention. We our goal was to finish the website before the season and get the products in the store open. But I didn't have time. Our season started early, and we had one of our ladies that's worked with us for 5 years. Poor thing, was diagnosed with lung cancer, and so I've had to actually step into the production side too, in addition to everything else that I do to help out and try to get everything finished. And so I do the best that I can with kind of what's put before me, and so this was something that of course can't be helped, and she has to go and do what she needs to do to take care of herself, and so that put a little bit of a damper on things. And unfortunately the site itself isn't somewhere where they can go out to place an order, but they can call us, and we'd be more than glad to help any way we could as far as processing the order through the store, through a phone call.
Well, if anybody wants to go to your website, again, it's mumsysgourmet.com. You got 47 different types of cookies. You got all kinds of those little tea cakes and all kinds of brownies. And, oh, yeah, whoopie pies. We didn't talk about whoopie pies.
We've got the whoopie pies. We're going to have a new marshmallow cookie bar. I wanted to mention that because that's going to be a new product for us next year. We do sell marshmallows, like all different kinds of homemade marshmallows. But this is going to be, again, another new item that we're going to be adding once the store is up and running and finished. It's a marshmallow cookie bar, which I think everybody's going to really enjoy.
So it's like a
that
s'mores?
That sounds like really awesome. I got a question for you. Do you ever have any customers request, like, custom cookies? Can you make me, like, a, you know, pumpkin chocolate-covered cookie or pumpkin tea cake or anything of that nature?
It's funny that you say that because I recently shared a recipe for a pumpkin cookie on my blog, and that actually was created and researched because a customer did come to me and say, you know, I love pumpkin cookies, but the ones that I found taste more like cake and not a cookie. And so I do a tremendous amount of research before actually putting ingredients and everything together because, of course, the minute you start putting stuff together, that's where the cost comes in, and you want to make sure that you've got the best type of information that's going into a recipe that you possibly can before you actually start making it. So I did probably about a week's worth of research, trying to find, you know, things that made sense and things that actually looking at the final product. I don't pull a recipe that doesn't have a photograph. And I have some tried and true sites that I kind of go to and see if they're doing anything similar. And the trick, really the trick, and again, this recipe is on goodfoodgourmet.com, so feel free to go and check it out. The trick was using a pumpkin butter instead of a pumpkin puree, which tends to be much more watery. And so then you have to add a lot more flour, and you get more of a cakey texture, whereas you use a pumpkin butter.
Did you write, wait a minute, did you write that down, Chris?
Yes,
Make sure you use the pumpkin butter instead of the pumpkin puree. Now,
well, do you know what I mean when I say pumpkin butter? It's the pumpkin's been cooked down with sugar, either sugar or honey. And so the liquid part has been cooked out of it, and so you're dealing with a much more concentrated product. And I tell you what, it gives you one of the most delicious cookies you have ever had, and a cookie texture, which is crispy on the outside and really gooey on the inside.
Oh,
so there you go.
Would that be kind of hard to churn, though? Pumpkin butter? How do you churn pumpkin butter?
Well, you can make your own, but great. There's some great sources out there. Trader Joe's sells a really great product, and you know there are Trader Joe's stores all over the place. So you can definitely pick up a jar of that.
Oh, okay.
There, and then just use that in the rest. Very easy. Very, very super easy. Not anything complicated at all.
So if
nice. I may have to try that.
If he wants 10,000 cookies of any flavor, you'll make them for him, though, right?
Yes, I'll just come live in your bakery. I'll be the security guy. Just feed me pumpkin cookies, and we'll be good.
There's a line. There's a line for that. So we're going to have to just put you in line, and I'll have to give you a call at some point.
Hey, I got it. Guys, pumpkin cookie burgers. Pumpkin cookie burgers. I like that idea.
There you go.
Cookies go with anything. So, you know, why not? I mean, hey,
why
I'm
not?
I'm up for it. So now
have
the owner's
thought
on
of,
you.
Have you thought of putting cookies and maybe in some homemade ice cream? Like doing something like that? Or?
Well, one of the recipes that I'm going to be sharing coming up is you know everybody loves to eat frozen cookie dough, and we're not supposed to be eating frozen cookie dough because of the eggs. And recently they discovered that a lot of the bacteria isn't from the eggs, it's from the flour in the raw dough. There is a cookie dough that I've manufactured that is something that you can eat, and I'm going to be sharing a semifreddo recipe because, believe it or not, I do not own an ice cream maker. That is a confession that I made when I posted my first semifreddo recipe a couple of months ago. I do not. I have like a gazillion and one other gadgets, but I don't own an ice cream maker. And so I don't make actual homemade ice cream, but there is a something called a semifreddo, which is an Italian ice cream, which is very, very creamy, and it's you make an anglaise base, which is a very rich vanilla custard sauce, and then you fold in whipped cream into the egg yolk mixture, and really just a lovely, creamy something that you just want to literally dive into. And
why am I getting turned on over here?
It's
absolutely delicious.
Porn,
so anyway, it's something that you can add, you know, chopped up brownie pieces to, or I was thinking, since everybody loves frozen cookie dough, add some of these frozen cookie dough pieces into it. So that's something I'm going to be sharing probably the beginning of next year on the blog. So hold on to that site address. But then again, you're in my Facebook file, so you'll get the recipe, Frank.
Okay. Well, I'll make sure, and also I'll go and invest in some pumpkin butter. That's the first thing I'm doing this afternoon.
Yes, I may go order some online too.
Well, then when you make the recipe, you're going to have to let me know how they turn out. Seriously, they're super easy, and if it's something that you enjoy, then you know, something that you can make and share, and you know, and if you're a good cook, as I'm a good baker, but if you're a good cook, you're just gonna have the women lining up, if they're not already lining up at your doorstep.
Yes, I have a pumpkin, the taking number system.
And if you're baking cookies too, honey, you just can't lose.
I'm gonna have to look up your blog and get that pumpkin cookie recipe. I may have to try that today.
Well, there you go. And call me if you have any questions.
Okay.
Well, Katarina, I know you said you have to go soon, and I do appreciate you coming on the show, and hope we didn't
it's
give you too
pleasure.
Much of a hard time.
Not at all.
I'm sorry we made your heart flutter this morning, but
just twice. I mean, that's
just twice.
You know, it made history, but still, but this I just had to let you know I felt a flutter. It was it actually turned me on a little bit, but yeah, it was a good thing.
Well, if you want to call me later, it's 1-900-BURGER Burger. But we do appreciate you coming by, and I want to make sure those that are listening to go to your website. It's www.mumsiesgourmet.com. If you're looking for cookies for the holiday season or any type of season, cookies are good for any time. Stop by Katarina's website and. We do wish
and the blog. Don't forget the blog.
And the blog.
If they're looking
for
other recipes.
Yes, the blog.
Yep, it's www.goodfoodgourmet.com. They're looking for some great ideas for desserts, cookies, cakes, all kinds of things. You know, our houses are full of friends and family. You know, in the next week or so, we're going to be descended upon by the masses. And, you know, again, sometimes you've just got to pull something out of your hat and you don't have a lot of time to do it. It's great to be able to go to a reliable site and pull some great recipes and know that they're going to turn out the way they look. So I'll definitely check it out.
Oh, before you go, I forgot. There's a question I always ask everybody, and I forgot to ask you real quickly. Tell us a secret about you, like a special talent or something that no one knows anything about. Is anything you can share with us? And keep in mind, this is also a PG-rated radio show. But
yeah.
Well, there's so many things I could say, but I would definitely. Well, I'll share two with you, and they may surprise you, they may not. But I'm more leather than lace. And
ooh.
I'm more Jack Daniels than wine. So I'll
hey,
just
hey.
Oh
that
my.
With you. How's that?
Oh my, I think I need to go take a cold shower.
I think you're
gonna
need to hold on to that 900 number later, Frank.
Speaking of Almond Joy macaroons, I guess we better go.
Wow, look at
that. I love
time.
You guys. Thank you so
all right,
much.
Take
it
care.
Was
thank,
so much
thank you.
Fun. I had a blast.
Thank you. We
take
appreciate
care.
You coming on. Thank you. Bye-bye.
My pleasure. Yeah.
So there you go. That was Katarina Borg from Mumsy's Gourmet Cookies and, of course, Tea Cakes. And we appreciate her stopping by. If you do get a chance, go to her website, I've already lost the website. That's awful. I just lost the website. But the one I mentioned earlier. There you go, www.mumsiesgourmet.com, and check out her cookies, and I mean the cookies that you eat. And we're going to be coming back here shortly. And Crispy Dork, what I want you to think about is, since we're going to have a few minutes of time left up, tell me some crazy things that you might be doing on the grill. This coming weekend, you got any great ideas of some things to cook on a grill? And we're going to break away here shortly for a little festive Christmas music. And everybody stay tuned, and we'll be back in about 3 or 4 minutes.
Just pull your chair up close to your radio. Tune it up good and loud. 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 Tune it up good and loud.
Well, I don't know, but I've been told there's something going on at the North Pole. Santa and his elves at a factory, dancing around the world's biggest Christmas tree. They're doing a Santa Claus boogie. It's a Santa Claus boogie. You gotta take some time to believe.
Santa Claus. My Uncle Henry's got a bad back. When he tries to walk, you hear him pop and crack. But at Christmas time, the spirit sets him free. He jumps and hollers doing the Santa Claus boogie. It's the Santa Claus boogie.
Santa Claus,
the Santa Claus boogie.
Santa Claus,
you gotta take some time to believe in Santa Claus. Talk dirty in a native tongue. You never seen nobody shake and shimmy like an Indian dancer doing the Santa Claus boogie. It's the Santa Claus boogie. Ronnie Gettman on the slide guitar.
And you've got Crispy Dork and Gray and Ideas, and we're on Gray and Ideas Radio. And if you are just joining us, you just missed a great interview with Katarina Borg of Mumsy's Cookie, Gourmet Cookies and Tea Cakes and Crispy Dork.
Yes. She has some awesome, really awesome stuff on her site. Really awesome stuff. I'm so hungry right now, it's not even funny.
And I bet you you're going to go out and get some pumpkin butter and just rub it all over your body today, aren't you?
I probably am. I'm going to paint my car orange or maybe just slather my car in pumpkin butter and just, have fun on my car today. I'm sure the neighbors will love that.
So, we left a little while ago. I was talking about barbecue, and since you are a griller and I'm a griller, what kind of crazy things you got going on in Florida on your grill?
I don't know. I was actually going to go try a little mom-and-pop restaurant down the street. I live in near all these tiny little antique shops and little restaurants, and there's a little restaurant. I won't mention the name, but all the reviews says that it's got good food, and they got a pretty interesting menu. I was going to go down there and maybe have some lunch down there.
So you're wimping out on the grill today. No grilling, huh?
Yeah, I'm gonna wimp out on the grill. I've got last minute Christmas shopping to do. Just like half of America.
Oh shoot! You mean Christmas coming? Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, only a few presents for all the cool people. You know, crispy Dork Claus has got to get his sleigh ready.
Well, I got to do the same. I haven't even started, and what we got, a week, so I'll probably be out there. Let's see, when is Christmas? It's a Sunday. I'll probably be out there Saturday, running around with all the rest of them, gathering up all the quick gifts that we can find. You know, that's what makes Christmas so much fun.
Yes, in fact, I got my Christmas present yesterday. I bought a new laptop online. My other one, the motherboard decided to crap out on it, and it's cheaper to replace the whole laptop than it is the motherboard, unfortunately. But it's new, it's fast, and I'm excited, and I bought new boxers. It's awesome.
Hey, you gotta get the boxers. Every man looks for boxers for Christmas. Well, I did want to mention, too, speaking of Christmas, we have next week is Christmas Eve, and we're having the show, and actually we're going to have an hour-long show next Saturday at the same time, and it's going to be our Christmas spectacular. We're going to have people calling in, past guests that will be calling in, and some Christmas festive music and just all good times. So anybody who's out there listening who'd like to join with us on Christmas Eve, it should be a lot of fun. It's going to be one of those times where no holds bar. We might even crank it up to R-rated or worse come Christmas Eve.
Oh, my.
Eve,
so get the list of the ho-ho-hos ready.
Yes, exactly. So that'll be next Saturday morning at 8:30, and we're going to have some few surprises. I've got some people who are going to call in, and you never know what's going to happen when you have those call-in folks, so it should be an interesting show. And I didn't know if you had anything else to add there, Crispy Dork, before we cut out of here this morning. Any wisdom when it comes to Christmas or the festive season?
Take your time in traffic. Don't tailgate people. Don't get in a rush. You know, the simple stuff. Pay attention, because somebody else isn't paying attention while they're driving.
Amen. Yeah. And by the way, my words of wisdom is, everybody who's listening, buy me a gift.
Yeah. We should ask Santa Claus for our own radio station.
Hey, we're working on it. I've already got the antenna set up at the North Pole. The problem is there's nobody up there. But Well, on that note, we're going to have to cut out of here, because the clock on the wall is saying it's almost time. They're going to shut us down here on this radio system. So I do appreciate everybody stopping in to the Brilliant Ideas radio show. And appreciate you coming every Saturday, where we have a lot of fun talking with food people and whatever else may come up. And Crispy Dork, I guess we'll see you next week on the Christmas Eve spectacular.
Yes, I will spread the word on my podcast about the show, and spread the word on Facebook and Google+ and all the fun social sites, and bombard Twitter, and try to get everyone informed of all the awesomeness of this show. That's right. Ladies and gentlemen,
right.
Brilliant Ideas Radio.
There you go. Well, thanks, everybody, and everybody come back again next week, and everyone have a nice week, and we'll be talking to you again next Saturday.
My famous question.
Baby, and jingle my bell.